Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Hey, welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. With me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the Word of God. And today I want to talk about God in your heart. I want to talk about God in your heart, because you've got to be careful what you look at, be careful what you see, be careful what your eyes see, what your ears hear, because your ear gate and your eye gate affects your heart. Everything that you do, you see, you say, or you view is affecting your heart. And the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Or the King James Version says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Let me read the New International Version for you. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from it. So you got to guard your heart. So in guarding your heart, you got to be careful how you view yourself. How you view yourself is going to be instrumental to how you carry yourself. Let me say that again. You've got to be careful how you see yourself. Because how you view yourself, how you see yourself is going to be instrumental to how you carry yourself and what you think about yourself. So you've got to be careful to always think good thoughts about yourself, positive thoughts. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are honest and true and lovely and pure, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things, amen. Because he knows what you think on, amen, is going to be holy. What you think on is what's going to shape you, it's what's going to form you, it's going to form you as a person, who you are. So especially with our young people, we've got to be careful what we're looking at, even the time that we're spending on social media, TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat, and all these things where people are posting a lifestyle, mostly a pretend lifestyle, or they want people to portray this is the lifestyle they're living, and then people are watching that, and they're starting to think, I should be doing this, or I should be living there, I should be driving that, I should be working there, and I should be doing all these things that other people are doing. And you've got to be careful that you don't let all these things now to sway what God is calling you to do. Because listen to me, what God is calling the next man to do, he may not be calling you to do. Or what other people may be doing over in Italy, or over in Spain, or over in America or Canada, he may not be telling you to do that in the Caribbean or in Africa. You got to be careful to guard your heart. So you got to keep your heart. The Bible said above all else. So he's saying above everything else. Yeah, you may want to dress nice, look nice, drive nice, live in a nice house, but it says above all else, do this. Above all else, guard your heart, for it determines the course of your life. So you got to be careful how you view yourself, because how you view yourself is very important, amen, to what you'll achieve. How you view yourself is going to be very important to the direction of your life, where your life is going to go. This is why he told Joshua, and as you know, Joshua was Moses' servant, amen. He was his adjutant, amen. He was his right-hand man, and he fought all the battles for Moses when they were in the wilderness. But when Moses was dead, amen, the Lord said to Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. And you know that must have made an impact on Joshua, to know that your spiritual father is dead, your leader is dead, the greatest leader at that time that ever lived, amen, saw God face to face, spoke to him, amen, saw miracles, signs and wonders, amen. Nobody saw God like Moses saw God in his time, and he said he is now dead. So that must have been an impact. And some of you may be going through a situation where someone close to you may be dead, and you don't know how you're going to go on. And you know that must have affected him, maybe affected his self-esteem, how he views himself, what is he going to do, who is he going to depend on, who's going to pray with him, who's going to strengthen him, who's going to encourage him. And all these things must have been going through his mind. What am I going to do right now? This person that was so close to me, this person that held me close, this person encouraged me and helped me to get to where I am right now, this person is now dead. And this is God telling him, Moses, my servant, is dead. So he's telling him there's a finality to all of us, there's a finality. But he said, you've got a work to do now, but your work is going to be different from Joshua, different from Moses. Moses took the people out, but you're going to bring them in. You see, it needs a different type of leadership to take people in. You see, he raised up Moses to bring them out, because they had to come out by miracles, signs and wonders, that all Egypt and the whole world would know the God that we serve. Listen, remember, before Egypt, before the 10 plagues, before Moses came, before the burning bush, no one in the world at that time knew about the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Nobody knew. But God made himself famous through that man Moses for what God did in Egypt by bringing about the plagues, wiping out the firstborn, parting the Red Sea, bringing them out with gold and silver, amen, and killing their enemies in the sea. The whole world knew about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob after what happened in Egypt. So we know that, listen to me, he had another job to do. His job was to bring them into the land. How is he going to bring them into the land? He was encouraging them. He said, this is what I'm going to do to you. You're going to bring them into the wilderness, into the land of the Hittites and the Perizzites and all these people. He said, there's not going to be able a man to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so am I going to be with you. So he's encouraging, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. For unto this people, you're going to divide the land. He says, only be thou strong. So he's encouraging himself. Be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all the law or all the word that Moses commanded. But how is he going to do it? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. So he's telling Joshua, meditate on the word, speak the word. That's what's going to change your mind. That's what's going to formulate how you view things. It's going to formulate your opinion. Your opinion has to be the word. And even today, our opinion has to be the word. What do we think about certain subjects and certain situations and the moral decay and certain lifestyles? Well, what does the word say? We've got to get into the word. The word has to shape our opinion. The word of God has to shape our world view. The word of God has to shape how we see things, but most of all, the word of God has to shape how we see ourselves. So we have to meditate on this word. There's no man going to be able to stand before me. As he was with Moses, so you're going to be with me. So he had to meditate on that day and night. Every day he had to mutter this, he had to speak this. As he was with Moses, so you're going to be with me. And there's not going to be able a man to stand before me. God has given me wisdom. I'm going to bring the people into the land. He had to meditate on the word. He had to view himself the way God viewed him. Amen. So no matter what was going on, no matter how he felt, the way forward was what God told him to do. And the way forward is what God is telling you to do. Don't be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed unto this world. But God is saying, I need you to be transformed. Amen. How are you going to do that? By the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? By getting in this word. By starting to see yourself the way God sees you. Yes, you may have failed. Who hasn't? We've all failed in some area of our life. Who hasn't made a mistake? Who hasn't fallen in some area? Who hasn't? Everybody. But what is God saying? The way that you are going to win in life, the way you're going to make it in life, is by getting into this word and start transforming your mind and start viewing yourself the way that God views you. Seeing yourself the way that God sees you. Because if you see yourself as weak, you're going to act as weak. If you see yourself as useless, or you see yourself as a failure, you're going to act as a failure. Amen. So you've got to pull down every stronghold. You've got to pull down everything in your mind that's telling you contrary to the word of God. And you've got to start seeing yourself the way God sees you. It's important. No matter what age you are, 18 or 88, 27 or 54, you've got to now start seeing yourself the way God sees you. Because how you see yourself is important. How you see yourself is important. Many people, because of what people have said or what was spoken over their life, they now start believing the negative that has been spoken over their life. So instead of believing the positive, they are getting in agreement with the negative that has been spoken over their life. And they wonder why they don't have a positive outcome. They wonder why they're not having a positive outcome. Because they're believing the negative. You've got to guard your heart and start seeing yourself the way God sees you. And I'm encouraging you, God sees you as blessed, victorious, justified, declared righteous. You are loved. He's given you peace and joy. And you've got to speak to yourself. I'm telling you, you've got to speak these things to yourself. Speak the word to yourself. When your mind is telling you one thing, open up your mouth and declare what God is saying about you. It is so important, especially in the times that we are living in, where we're filled with so much moral decay, when there's so much things going on, even in the body of Christ. I believe that one man can make a difference. I believe that one woman can make a difference. That God man and that God woman, that man or woman is filled of the Spirit of God, filled of the Word of God, filled of the power of God. That man that believes what God says about him. Amen. Gideon thought he was a failure. Gideon said, I'm poorest in Manasseh and my family is the poorest. But God gave him one word. He said, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. All we need is a word of God. And I'm telling someone out there today, I don't care where you are right now. You could be living in your friend's flat. You could have lost everything. Marriage could have broken down. You could have lost your job and you don't know what tomorrow brings. I'm calling you forth. You're a mighty man of valor. You're a mighty woman of valor. Listen to me. The social services could have taken away your children. I don't know why I'm going there. And it looks like all hope is lost. I'm calling you forth as a mighty man of valor, a mighty woman of valor. Listen to me, it's going to be okay. Start speaking to yourself, start seeing yourself the way God sees you. And for people that have been viewing this life as negative or just been bound by negative thoughts, when you start speaking positive over your life, it will sound strange at the beginning. It will almost sound, your brain will mostly tell you that you're lying. Oh, you're not a man of God, you ain't got the victory. How can you say you've got the victory and look at your life? Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. You keep speaking this word. You get in agreement with this word. You speak this word and this word alone. Regardless of what your mind tells you, amen, the Spirit of God has got to override what your mind is trying to tell you. Amen. You've got to cast down imaginations. Remember, if we've been building up negative strongholds or negative emotions or negative viewpoints about ourselves, it's going to take time. But you've got to start today. Start to see yourself the way God sees you. I just wanted to drop these nuggets today and help someone on the road to recovery and the road to victory, because we serve a God that always causes us to triumph. You're going to start seeing yourself the way God sees you. Like Peter. Peter was a man who's always making mistakes. He walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus. Amen. He loved Jesus. But at the time when Jesus needed him the most, he fell. But Jesus knew he was going to fall. Jesus knew he was going to mess up. Jesus knows we'll fall, and Jesus will know we'll mess up. But on the day of Pentecost, he was filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and he stood up and he preached the gospel. Amen. And 3,000 souls were saved. We need the Spirit of God. Peter didn't look on his past and say, oh my God, I failed Jesus. Oh my God, I denied him. He could have lived the rest of his life, amen, kicking himself, living in guilt and living in shame. But he decided to forget the former things. He decided to forget the former things and know that God had forgiven him. So you've got to forget the former things and know that you have been forgiven and now go forward. If anybody out of all of us that ever lived could live in guilt and shame, it could have been Peter. But the Bible is showing you, amen, that if a man truly receives the forgiveness and knows that he is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and God is not holding any of our sins against us, you too can now say, I have been forgiven. I'm forgetting the former things and I'm going forward to do what God has called me to do. Start seeing yourself the way God sees you, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, and we know it well, but let me leave you with this. He says, for I know the plans that I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Be encouraged. God has a great plan for you and a great future for you. But give him your all. Surrender to him. If you haven't surrendered to him yet, now is a good day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable day. The Bible is coming to pass. The Bible is fulfilled right before our eyes. We are living in the end times, the end of the end times. So today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Do not put it off. Today, give your life to Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent of every sin that I've committed. Forgive me. Come into my heart. Make me a new creature. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, please let me know. Write to me, email me, contact me, DM me. Do everything you can to contact me, amen. And let me know. I want to give you a gift. I want to be a blessing to you. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.